This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iran's naval chief has warned the U.S. that Tehran is capable of shooting down other American spy drones. The message comes Monday as tensions are still high between the United States and Iran. This as President Trump tells NBC's Meet the Press.
I'm not looking for war. And if there is, it'll be obliteration like you've never seen before. But I'm not looking to do that. But you can't have a nuclear weapon. You want to talk good?
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia today to consult with Middle East allies regarding Iran. A Missouri police officer is dead after being shot in the line of duty. Officer Michael Langsdorf died Sunday in Wellston, which is northwest of downtown St. Louis. Police say Langsdorf was shot by a suspect who was trying to cash a bad check. The accused suspect is in custody, and the Earl Cobble Federal Building is once again on lockdown after a suspicious vehicle was spotted in the area. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Ford says its new Mustang is the most powerful car ever. The automaker released a statement saying the Mustang Shelby GT500 will go on sale this fall and will have a new 760-horsepower V8 engine, making it the most powerful street-legal Ford ever. Reaction from a top congressional leader on what to do with all the illegal aliens living in our country. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
The topic of what to do about all the illegal aliens in our country front and center on the Sunday morning talk show circuit. California Congressman Republican Devin Nunes on Fox News telling host Maria Bartiromo on Sunday morning Futures.
The president is growing in office, right? I mean, he knows that he can't do it by himself. And I think what he's doing is the Democrats ask him if he would delay this. He's saying, okay, I'll give you 2 weeks. Now, remember, the Democrats have been in office for 6 months now. They have yet to move a comprehensive immigration bill.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A ruling by the Supreme Court is expected soon regarding President Trump's decision to add a citizenship question to the census. Regarding citizenship questions, Carrie Severino, chief counsel to the Judicial Crisis Network, reminds us.
The citizenship question is something that for most of our history has been asked on the census in one form or another. It's something that hasn't been asked of every American in recent decades because there's a shorter form that's used. They're saying, let's add this to the shorter form. We need to know this to be able to know how to apportion all of our government services because we need to know where our citizens actually are. So rather than just asking it on a subset of the surveys the census does, they wanted to add it back to the full census. Again, there's a lot of historical precedent for this, and it's kind of shocking that it's even gotten to this point of a challenge, that you have such a high-level challenge on something that the government really has broad authority to do to find out how many citizens we have.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is facing tough questions about the police killing of a black man last week. Following a town hall event in South Bend, the 2020 Democratic presidential candidate said the problem of police violence needs to end.
This problem has to get solved in my lifetime. I don't know of a person or a city that has solved it. But I know that if we do not solve it in my lifetime, it will sink America.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Michael Wolff is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about his latest book. If you will recall, it was his Fire and Fury, estimated to be one of the year's highest grossing writers in terms of revenue generated, coming in at number 7 on the top 10 list. Wolff is believed to have earned an estimated $13 million for his White House tell-all, which hit store shelves in January. Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House was the single best-selling title for much of 2018 and was dethroned only recently by Michelle Obama's Becoming. Now Michael Wolff is here to talk about his latest tell-all book inside the Trump White House called Siege, Trump Under Fire. Michael Wolff, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. I wish everything that everyone said about me was true.
Well, that's the thing about about people's opinions. It can go both ways, right? I mean, good and bad.
It's the numbers. I wish I had made all the money that people say I made.
Well, maybe we shouldn't, because otherwise you're going to have all kinds of friends saying, hey, come on, take me out to dinner, right? And you get to pick up the tab.
I always pick up the tab anyway.
Yeah, good for you. Good. Michael, why was Fire and Fury so successful?
I think it gave a picture inside Trump world that people found believable. I think that there's an enormous hunger, need, desperation to actually understand what's happened, what's going on here, who is this guy? I think I provided certainly a vivid answer.
Mm-hmm. Some people feel that the prejudice against Trump is such because he is an outsider. He doesn't come from the Beltway. And obviously 63 million voters thought that we needed to have somebody from outside the Beltway do something about our dysfunctional government. Do you think that because as many people, as we said earlier, as many people...
Well, I think one of the interesting things is that, I mean, there have been obviously outsiders in Washington and in the White House before. And the White House gives you an enormous a lever on which to change people's opinion of you, to bring people around, to convince people who were not convinced in the beginning that you might be a legitimate and good and promising president.
Mm-hmm.
Trump hasn't done that. So his base of support has not moved an inch. And so I think that says two things to me. It says, and I agree with you, that he is a resolute outsider. But the other thing is that he's decided to stay an outsider.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you fix the problem from the inside?
Well,
only because I'm, what I'm thinking here, Michael, let me explain to you. I mean, I have a strong business background. And I know that sometimes, you know, when you have people coming in from the outside, unfortunately, I was had too much experience working around companies who had filed Chapter 11, and you had to make some major adjustments. And
like Trump's many companies.
I'm sorry?
Like Trump's many companies.
Right.
Filing Chapter 11. Yeah.
Right. But still, what happens, I mean, there's things that need to be fixed that if you're so close to the inside, you know, family members, there's other, you know, sacred cows that come into play that makes it very difficult, to make those changes. Now,
you know, I mean, I think the process of changing things is certainly a complicated one. And if you don't know how the mechanism works, then you're going to have a hard time fixing the mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this interesting situation of a man who is actually has no experience whatsoever that bears on the problems before him. No experience in government, no experience in policy, no experience internationally, nothing relevant. He doesn't even know any politicians. Actually, the only two politicians he knew before he got to Washington were Rudy Giuliani and the governor of New Jersey.
Well, didn't he know the Clintons? I mean, the Clintons, he had time with them.
No, he didn't. No.
Not really?
These, I mean, he paid them to so that they would come to his wedding, I believe. No, this is truly, you are correct, an outsider. So the question you have to ask is at what point is an outsider, you know, on another planet? Even a member of the relevant species, and I think that's what you have with Trump, and you know, and maybe that's okay. Maybe that's exactly what people wanted, and that's what people have gotten. But obviously, on the other side of that is you have a world that has completely appalled, gobsmacked by the fact that this guy brings to the job none of the skill sets that we have heretofore expected. Not intellectually, not temperamentally, not philosophically, not even sexually.
I don't know why we're getting into the sexual aspect of it.
Obviously that's the big thing. The man's entire life has been in pursuit of women. A person I know who knows Trump well said two interests. You know, that's what he's interested in: sports. He's interested in girls. Beyond that, nothing. No interest.
Well, he might have that in common with some previous presidents that we know whose sexual appetite has been
well
documented.
Well, he doesn't. Yeah, I mean, we don't have to debate the morality, although I'm pleased to debate that. But even those other people had a policy interest and interest in governing. So we have nothing here.
Right.
Michael,
I got to tell you, I've maintained that this is probably one of the biggest on-the-job training positions anybody could ever have in the country. It's not like you go to Harvard and say, I'm going to be president of the United States. Can I take, you know, president 1A and B and a graduate class in becoming president, right?
Well, actually, I don't think that's true. And there is a training route which we have in some ways decided to reject. But it used to be, you know, you started at low level elective office, and you rose up to high level. And in that period, you learned how government works, and you learned about the people you had to get along with to make government work. I mean, I think one of the interesting things about Joe Biden now and his popularity is people are turning around and saying, oh my God, this is a guy who has a very traditional political experience.
Mm-hmm. And I think that what's coming up here potentially could be a true test of that, because, you know, like anything, Michael, as you and I started out with this conversation, as many people as you can have for can be against, and as many people that will passionately support Joe Biden say, look at for the others, they will say, look, we've got 5 decades of experience and things to challenge him on. And oh yes, by the way, there's been a lot of change within the Democratic Party. We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Michael Wolff as we talk about his book Siege: Trump Under Fire, right after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen,
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Michael Wolff continues with us. We're talking about his brand-new book, Siege, Trump Under Fire. Michael, in your book, you mentioned Steve Bannon, still an influence in the Oval Office. That might be a surprise for some readers to read.
I'm I think maybe it is. On the one hand, it is surprising. He was kicked out of the White House with great fanfare, defenestrated in his relationship with Trump's donors and with Breitbart, largely because of his participation in my first book. But here he is, not only back in my second book, but still an active participant in everything that the White House does. You know, I think that if there is an intellectual center of this White House, it still remains Steve Bannon. He is still locked in a relationship, quite a bizarre relationship with the president. You know, both of them, they hate each other, they love each other, they're repulsed by each other, they're attracted to each other, they're trying to escape each other, and they're always brought back to wanting to be with one another. It's a totally, if you're a storyteller, which I am, it's an incredibly compelling relationship, or one might call it a bad marriage.
And this is a combination of all your research that you did for the first book, as well as ongoing research that you completed for this one as well, that leads you to believe that Bannon and Trump have this very, as you say, dysfunctional relationship. Do you see Bannon as the conservative's conservative, so to speak? Is that how you see him?
Yeah, you know, he's sort of hard to, yes. Bannon is an unvarnished right winger. He's not a Republican though, so it's an odd mix. I mean, he tends to hate the Republicans, the Republican leadership, more than he hates the Democrats. But you know, it's in this. You know, Trump becomes the president because of Steve Bannon, because Steve Bannon joined the campaign in August 2016, and but by that token, Steve Bannon has become a noted voice in the world because of his relationship to Trump.
Mm-hmm. Another point in your book, and there's several that's going to, you know, raise some eyebrows here, because you go right after it. You talk about the Trump marriage. You say it's a simple arrangement.
Yeah, everyone in the White House regards it as such. Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes is what everybody says. She doesn't live in the White House. She lives with her parents in the house that she bought for her parents in Maryland with her son. It's just another one of those things about Trump world, a lie, an illusion, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. And also you note that in the early days, I don't know if this is if you found this to alter much, because on the surface we would think that Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence get along, but you said in the early days Trump found him to be quite annoying.
Yeah, you know, Trump, regards him as a sycophant, and Trump does this odd thing. You know, he demands that people suck up to him, but when they suck up to him, then he kicks them. And I think he's found that with, you know, he goes around saying about you know, that Pence is a religious nut. And I should also say that Trump says terrible things about everyone. For Mike Pence to get this treatment is the same treatment that everybody gets.
It's equal opportunity.
Trump is a naysayer, and he needs to denigrate everyone around him.
What did you find out about Trump's relationship with the religious right? Were you able to get any insight on that?
I wasn't. It's confounding to me. I mean, I think it's confounding to everybody. You know, how is it that that this man who is antithetical to everything the religious right stands for, how is it he has become their hero? Explain that one, and you've unlocked the secret of our times.
Mm-hmm. He gets quite a bit of backing, you know, from evangelicals, very much involved. Has an advisor group, that seems to be. Go ahead.
No, absolutely. I don't know. I mean, it's clear they haven't wavered. The support is you know, runs near total, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
For a man who every aspect of his life is counter to the evangelical cause and standards of behavior.
Yeah. Well, evangelicals believe in forgiveness and redemption, and basically what you're saying is that this is an act by the president.
It would require quite a bit of forgiveness and redemption, and also he's not changed. He is Donald Trump. He's a non-believer, a womanizer,
Do you think he's still womanizing even now as president of the United States in the White House?
Well, he certainly says he is. Whether or not that's true, I'm not sure.
You say he says that he's womanizing even now?
In the book I describe several instances in which he talks about his involvement with particular women. Now, in at least one of those instances, I point out that it's the overwhelming likelihood is that it's not true. He's mm-hmm. just out there bragging about this because that's Donald Trump.
What is your read, you know, from the inside, Michael, regarding this whole Mueller report and the way this thing has all come down? I mean, here it is. You've got all these attorneys and firepower. And at the end of the day, they didn't. I guess the only thing you could say they proved was there was no really Russian collusion, but there was. We were kind of left with a lot of questions that you had thought that $30 million worth of people's money would have answered.
No, I think when Mueller came out and said the report speaks for itself. You know, the truth is the report speaks very unclearly for itself.
I'm glad you said that. That was my feeling as well.
my feeling is that they got spooked, that Donald Trump spooked them, that he got into their heads, and that Bob Mueller, at one point in my book, Steve Bannon says, never send a Marine to do a hitman's job. And I think that Bob Mueller decided that he owed a greater obligation to the institution, the Justice Department, the general workings of Washington, than he did to his job to prosecute Donald Trump. I think that he felt that Donald Trump, if pushed, if confronted, his behavior would become unpredictable. I think he felt that that Donald Trump was a guy in a suicide vest, and if he pushed him, he'd blow up everything.
Well, I have a hard time connecting those dots, but Michael, I tell you, you and I could be on this for a lot longer, and we got to have you back and do a follow-up, no doubt. This is quite interesting what you're presenting here, and I was interested when I got the call to say, hey, do you want to interview Michael Wolff? I said, absolutely. I want to get his insight on this in your book. Certainly Fire and Fury brought a lot to the front and became a bestseller, and Siege is next. This is the follow-up, Trump Under Fire. The book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Michael, well, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Prime free one-day delivery is available on more than 10 million products from Amazon coast to coast. Amazon continues to expand both the one-day delivery areas and selection to ensure Prime members receive products faster than ever. One-day delivery is now available to Prime members with no minimum purchase amount for products from Echo devices and headphones to household items and cleaning supplies. Julie Law, Amazon spokesperson.
We obsess over making Prime members' lives easier and more fun. In fact, the most popular one-day items range from books, beauty, and baby wipes to dish detergent and even doggy bags. Phoenix, Prime Free One-Day Delivery is possible because we've been building our network for over 20 years, enabling us to create a world-class customer experience powered by incredible employees and great technology.
That means last-minute birthday presents, sunscreen and beach towels for an impromptu getaway, as well as closet organizers and patio decor, all delivered the very next day for free. For more, visit Amazon.com/Prime.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iran's naval chief has warned the U.S. that Tehran is capable of shooting down other American spy drones. The message comes Monday as tensions are still high between the United States and Iran. This as President Trump tells NBC's Meet the Press.
I'm not looking for war. And if there is, it'll be obliteration like you've never seen before. But I'm not looking to do that. But you can't have a nuclear weapon. You want to talk good?
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia today to consult with Middle East allies regarding Iran. A Missouri police officer is dead after being shot in the line of duty. Officer Michael Langsdorff died Sunday in Wellston, which is northwest of downtown St. Louis. Police say Langsdorff was shot by a suspect who was trying to cash a bad check. The accused suspect is in custody, and the Earl Cobble Federal Building is once again on lockdown after a suspicious vehicle was spotted in the area. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Just like that, we're back with you, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, it's time, yes it is, for that mid-year financial checkup, and Laura Adams, personal finance expert, is going to join us here in a few moments to talk about it. According to a recent study by employee benefits company Unum, nearly half of adults had less than $1,000 in savings, and about the same number could only pay bills for 2 months or less if they were to lose their main source of income. Now, in that same study, 49% also experienced anxiety about their finances in the past year. So while relaxing and unwinding during your upcoming summer vacation, it's important. It's also a good time to do a quick financial checkup for your family. As I mentioned, Laura Adams, personal finance expert, is with us. We're going to talk about everything from savings to spending within reason, and even some tips for new grads and newlyweds. And she's going to help us walk through a mid-year money checkup and help us all get on track for a strong financial future. Laura, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm doing great.
Hey, good to have you here. So when doing a mid-year financial checkup, what are the three things, key things, that our listeners should be looking for?
Well, number one is look at your emergency savings. Do you have some extra money set aside? This is key. This is how you're going to survive an unexpected emergency like losing a job or business income. So building up that cash reserve by regularly saving small amounts over time is really important. And also along those lines, plan for the unexpected. So, you know, whether it's a health problem or a car accident or a death in the family, there are some pretty simple and affordable ways to make sure that you would be able to handle that. So disability insurance, life insurance, these are going to make sure that you're protected. So do you have those policies in place? And also, I recommend having some fun this summer. A lot of workers don't use their vacation. So more than half of American workers end the year with unused vacation. Use it this summer. Take some time off. You've earned it. Maybe it's just even having a staycation in your hometown or using an Airbnb or, you know, going to museums, anything even affordable.
No, that's a great idea. You know, in terms of setting money aside, like my dad used to say, whatever you think that you need and however you plan it out, just double it. So that's always been great advice that we've taken advantage of, no doubt. All right, so check your emergency savings. What's number two?
So, yes, planning for the unexpected is key. And so what I'm going to recommend is that people look at what they have in terms of benefits this year. And for most people, the fall is open enrollment season. So what can you get out of your employee benefits to make your life and your finances a little bit more stable? So I mentioned disability insurance. A lot of people don't have it or don't know what it is, but it replaces up to 60% of your income if you cannot work due to a covered accident or illness. And then you can use that money for anything you that you like. It could be a mortgage payment, car payment, even credit card bills. And, you know, a lot of people think of a disability as like a slip and fall, but cancer, heart disease, even back injuries, these are some of the most common types of disability claims. So thinking about how you can plan for the unexpected, and if you've got folks who depend on you, like a spouse, a partner, or children, you need a life insurance policy. That's going to make sure that your family members could continue their lifestyle without you.
Exactly. Well, because life happens, right, Laura?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, you've got to be prepared. And I think what's interesting is that there are affordable ways to make sure that you can handle these types of unexpected emergencies. And, you know, even having health insurance is so key. But that doesn't cover everything, right? Health insurance is fantastic, but there might be some expenses that are not covered. Mm-hmm. So there are policies like hospital insurance, accident insurance. Those are going to pay you directly for out-of-pocket expenses that you might have to pay. Let's say if you've got to go to the emergency room and not all of it is covered by health care, having a hospital policy would make sure that you can fill that gap between the cost of health care and what your insurance actually covers.
You know, Laura, you bring up a good point here, but let's look beyond health care insurance. Are there any other employer benefits our listeners should be looking for?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, one of them is an HSA or health savings account. That is something that can be paired with a high deductible health plan. And these plans are becoming more popular because they do reduce your monthly premiums. They can make sense if you're in relatively good health and you're not likely to have to pay out that full deductible every year. So the HSA is terrific because what you do is you use the funds in that account to pay for medical, dental, vision, any type of qualified medical expense on a tax-free basis. That reduces the cost of health care.
Wow, that's
excellent.
Of course,
retirement.
Yeah. I love the HSA plan. It's something that needs to become more popular. People need to become more aware of it. I think that what has happened, unfortunately, because of the debate and all the, you know, the problems we've had with national health care and with Obamacare and everything, it's almost caused people to pause to think, okay, I'm going to wait until the government fixes it. And, you know, we're all saying, hey, don't wait, you know, because meanwhile, you know, because your medical emergency may not wait.
That's
and is not waiting, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. No matter what's going on in politics, your personal finances are key, and you've got to do what it takes to protect yourself. And so you've got to have health coverage. And as you mentioned, the HSA is just, it's a terrific account. You know, retirement is another one. The 401k or 403b is typically offered. You can put up to $19,000 in these or even $25,000 if you're over age 50. If your employer matches, you have got to take advantage of that because it's free money that even allows you to exceed those limits that I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think these are all key. And, you know, one in four U.S. workers will become disabled during their working career. That's a shocking statistic
wow.
to many people.
Yes.
So, you know, having disability insurance is going to help you protect your income if you were unable to work.
Going back to the HSA real quick, what if your employer doesn't offer it? Is it something you can do independently?
It is. So this is a great thing about the HSA. It's portable and it's also individual. So that means you can open it, and if you, let's say you lose that job with the health insurance, or even you become uninsured, you can still spend the money in the HSA. So this is a great account. It's wonderful if your employer offers a place to get it, but you don't even have to use that particular bank. You can go to an institution and open that on your own.
Exactly. Let's talk about our grads, okay, that are graduating this year. What financial mistakes should new graduates avoid?
Yeah, so they definitely need to avoid putting off benefits. Many get in the workplace and, you know, they just get overwhelmed with benefits and they don't really think about what they need and don't take the time to ask their HR department about them. So make sure that you do talk to your HR department and that you have the benefits that mean the most to you. They should definitely be taking advantage of any retirement account. As I mentioned, if you've got free matching funds, you know, that's a no-brainer. And, you know, if you're looking to start a family, you want to ask your company about any parental leave policies. Many companies are offering a couple of weeks or even a few months of paid leave to take care of a new baby.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent. What about student loan debt? We know it's a major drain for many American families. How should we prioritize that debt against other types of debt?
I recommend making a list of all your debts and tackling them in order of highest to lowest interest rate. And that's because the highest interest rate debts are costing you the most. And student loans are typically on the bottom of that scale. You know, they typically charge less than credit cards or payday loans, and they also come with a tax deduction. So, you know, kind of look at the loans in perspective of your overall financial situation. And if you've got trouble paying those loans, don't miss the payments. Discuss the situation with the lender right away. There are lots of repayment plans that can significantly reduce your monthly payment. And, you know, depending on your job and your employer, you might even qualify for a forgiveness program that would wipe out your balance after making loan payments for 5 or 10 years.
Well, Laura Adams, a personal finance expert, award-winning author of multiple books, including Money Girls, Smart Moves to Grow Rich. Any last-minute tips here as we wrap things up, and also direct them where they can go for more information, Laura?
Yes, mid-year is definitely the best time to reconsider if your benefits are serving you. So thinking about good choices that you can make going forward, and take a look at unum.com/workwell. That's unum.com/workwell for more information.
Thank you, Laura. Great job. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Laura Adams on Bill Martinez Live.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
You know, every time I hear his voice, in some sense, it makes me sad because I think of the incredible talent that God blessed Freddie Mercury with. And to bring a group like Queen together and the memories that they left behind. But his story is so important. Adam Holtz, interim director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com, joins us now. Adam, you know, his story is so important because there's so many stories like his. Where, you know, for our season and time of life, you get people that are so gifted and blessed by God. But I think Freddie Mercury, in his own way, you know, I think he understood that his blessings, in a sense, were from God, but he didn't know quite what how it translated and how he should honor that blessing. But instead, the choice that he made at the intersection of his life was that he wanted to pursue a temporal life instead of an eternal life.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And I mean, every time I hear that as the bumper coming into our interview, I can't help but think, man, what a waste. It's one of my very favorite Queen songs. And, you know, he has another song that was on the Highlander soundtrack in 86 or 87. Who Wants to Live Forever? It was one of the last songs he recorded. And, you know, the poignant line is, who wants to live forever when love must die? And so there's this sense that, you know, you're yearning to capture something that you can't hold on to. And I think, you know, it's really a cautionary tale for our culture as a whole, that when you reject the transcendent, when you reject the God who created us, you still have, you know, as Pascal call it a God-shaped void in your life, and you're going to try to fill it with something. And I think for the vast majority of us, love and handmaiden sex are the two things that we really turn to, but neither of those things, even in their best expression, completely fill that void. And I think we certainly saw that in Bohemian Rhapsody, kind of a cautionary tale about
it really was, yeah, exactly.
Freddie Mercury not being able to fill that void inside.
Well, and like you say, there's so much about his lyrics if you really, research them out. And that's what I heard is someone crying out for peace and understanding. And like you said, love must die. Well, yes, in the temporal consequence, love will die. There's no doubt about it. But in the eternal consequence, love beyond what we can imagine. The love that a father would give up his son for the sake of those that don't like him, don't care about him, may never care about him, never will, sacrifices his own son for our salvation. That is beyond people of faith's comprehension, much less anybody else who has no understanding or no interest in God.
No, that's absolutely right. And God has wired us. He's placed eternity in our hearts. We mm-hmm. have a natural, instinctive, intuitive urge to know that He is there. And mm-hmm. we look at creation, Scripture says, and creation is, the other vibrant testimony of His goodness and His creation. And when you reject that, man, you're going to look to try to fill that hole somewhere else, but nothing else gets the job done.
Well, and as you said, that's the way we were designed. We're designed with this cry in our inner man for worship. And we're going to worship something. So are totally. You going to worship the genuine or the imitation?
Yep.
And that is the choice that is before us today. It's life. It's a life and death issue. Like Freddie Mercury sings, love is dead. Well, that's the road that leads to death.
Right.
But there is a road that leads to life that says, no, love is alive and well and eternal.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I don't know why we got into that, but obviously we must have needed to. So,
it's just Radio Gaga. And Gaga, that song speaks of a yearning for the past that is no longer with us. It is it's a nostalgic song. Freddie Mercury wrote that song reflecting on whether the video age was going to kill what we loved about music. Now, whether it did or not, I don't know, but even the questions he's asking in that song are pretty interesting.
Right, exactly. Now, there is no doubt, Freddie Mercury in many ways was ponderesome and much deeper than people would give him credit for. But again, when you study his lyrics, you say, whoa, there is a lot about this very complicated and gifted man. Let's get on with the business at hand. PluggedIn.com, movie reviews, Woody and the Boys, Toy Story 4, didn't hit the numbers that they expected this past weekend.
Didn't quite get there. Mm-hmm. I think, first things first, if you haven't seen the film yet and you're wondering, did they screw it up? Because, when you have the fourth entry in a beloved franchise, it's easy to go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
No, they didn't screw it up. It's a terrific story. We meet a new character named Forky, who is a spork, who has a sort of self-destructive urge to throw himself in the trash. And the movie really revolves around Woody trying to help him see that his purpose as a toy created by this little girl, Bonnie, is to bring her joy. And like all the Toy Story movies, it works for kids and it works for adults because it's asking really deep questions about purpose and value. Why are we here? What's our purpose? What's our value? And it doesn't answer those questions in an explicitly Christian way, obviously. But I think they're really great questions. And I'm thankful to say, other than a ventriloquist dummy that's ever so slightly creepy, there's nothing in this movie content-wise that's going to trip families up. And that's so nice to say, Bill,
right.
In an era where
exactly.
We almost never get to say that.
Well, and as you and I have discussed before, whenever you have a movie that opens up the conversation, and whatever it is, I mean, if you're an atheist, you don't believe in God, you can take some moral consequence or theme out of Toy Story 4 and apply it to your lives as you see fit. And if you're people of faith, wow, I mean, it gives you a lot to work with.
Yeah, no, there's a ton to work with here, just in terms of, you know, you could push it as far as our relationship with our creator, because
yes, exactly.
A little girl who goes to kindergarten and she makes this little toy, but the toy doesn't understand the purpose that the creator has created for her, and the toy needs help understanding that. And sometimes in our own life, even though God has created us, you know, to be in a relationship with him, we lose track of that, and we need other people to guide us. So, yeah, man, that's just off the top of my head, but it's low-hanging fruit. It's right there.
Well, that's great. The next one is Murder Mystery.
Yes, Murder Mystery is a movie streaming on Netflix. It is not nearly as profound as Toy Story. This stars Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler as a struggling married couple. Before they got married, he'd promised her a big romantic trip to Europe. He never delivered. 15 years in, they're in the doldrums, and she, you know, reminds him, oh, yeah, and you also, we never did this. So he takes her to Europe. They meet a billionaire who says, hey, you guys are cool. You should come spend time with us. I'll show you a good time. Well, never trust billionaires inviting you on free vacations. And then there's a murder, and it turns out, you know, they've been recruited kind of to be framed for this murder. But he's a detective, and so we sort of lurch into Agatha Christie territory as they try to figure out who done it. And it's a fun little throwaway movie in a lot of ways, but fun with an asterisk saying, you know, see note below, fun with quite a bit of sexual innuendo, quite a bit of profanity, you know, and murder is in the title, so obviously we have some people who don't make it to the credits. It's not terrible. It's not great. It's the kind of thing we're seeing more and more of from Netflix, which is they recruit these big-name stars that people are interested in seeing, and so millions of people flock to see these movies online, but they're not that great, either artistically or in terms of their content, and that's certainly true here.
Well, and that's, I think, part of the challenge for Adam Sandler, who's been, you know, he's been a bit of a machine in a certain genre, and he can generate X amount of dollars. You know, Aniston's the arm candy, so to speak, that comes along.
Yes.
And, you know, but, you know, they're looking at his track record, so we'll see. Does it do?
Well, and Netflix is saying that 30 million people watched the show, 30 million subscribers watched it in the first 3 days. Now, there have been some who've questioned those numbers, because if that were a Hollywood box office opening, it would be...
Oh, sure, boffo. It would be boffo.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, maybe what happened is maybe they used some political pollsters on it or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe so.
Hey, get your elbow off of that.
Exactly.
That affects the numbers, you know. Quit doing that. Let's talk about Child's Play. We got about a minute left.
You know, Child's Play is an R-rated remake of a horror movie that some of us, I confess, probably maybe sort of saw when we were growing up.
I missed that. Thank God. I don't know.
Didn't miss anything.
Maybe because when I was little, they were bringing Godzilla and the Blob, you know, and that was enough. And I've shied away from horror type genre type movies since, I guess.
Yeah, and you get some profanity and a fair bit of violence, as you'd expect in an R-rated horror movie here, about a doll that goes crazy.
Yeah, I see Godzilla couldn't do anything profane because they couldn't sync up. They were having a hard enough time syncing up the lips normally, you know.
Exactly.
Start throwing in cuss words in there. It really gets goofy, and then your horror movie turns into a comedy, and somehow it just loses impact the way it goes,
that's
I guess,
right.
And all the intentions.
That's right.
Oh, gosh, you just have to laugh at us humanoids. We are a peculiar group, no doubt. There he is, ladies and gentlemen, the interim director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com, Adam Holtz. Thanks, Adam.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. No, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Do the letters...